Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Just over 13 years ago, I thought I had a heart attack. Now, fast forward to January of 2019, and I share everything. My embarrassing moments, my hero's journey from overcoming that to getting to where I am today so that I can help you in my brand new book, Unstoppable. It's going to be another bestseller, and I want to give you a sneak peek into how I got through hell, overcame anxiety, and was able to dominate in business and in life. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and that's what today's show is going to do for you. It's going to help you become unstoppable, or at least take the first step towards it, as today we are releasing my book, January 21st, 2019, on what is generally known as the most depressing day of the year, the third Monday in January. That's what it's labeled as, and I want to give you hope, no matter what you're going through, to make this an amazing year, an amazing life. And in the book that you're going to get a bit of a preview to today, there is a done-for-you, step-by-step system to help you get exactly what you want in life. All right, so Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my brand new book, Unstoppable, which is now available on Amazon or at beunstoppablebook.com. And when you get it, here's the best part. You're also going to get access to a two-hour Unstoppable video training course. This is brand new. It's free for you once you get the book that dives even deeper into ways to overcome anxiety and become unstoppable in every area of life. All right. So here's why I wrote the book before I get into the preview of it. There was a day back in, I think it was May of 2015, and I woke up, and as I went about my day, I checked my Facebook messages, and I rarely get Facebook messages. I don't use Facebook that much, but there was a message from a guy named Larry. And Larry was a former Marine. He had spent two tours of duty in Iraq. He was now a police officer in Texas, and he was also opening a fit body boot camp. But he had sent the message to me from the emergency room. The emergency room of a hospital where he had gone in the middle of the night because he thought he was having a heart attack. Now, Larry had seen me speak at Fitness Business Summit about my heart attack, about my anxiety, about what I had gone through. And so he contacted me and asked for help. And that was the day I decided I need to write a book about this. Enough just talking about it here and there and making some podcasts. I need to write a book specifically about how to overcome anxiety, and perhaps even more specifically, how to overcome entrepreneurial anxiety. But 40 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and I want to help them. Of course, I want to help all the tens of millions of people around the world that also suffer from anxiety. So you're probably looking at, you know, half a billion people that have some type of anxiety, and I want to fix that, okay? So I went and started working with my friend Tucker Max on this book, and you know what? To be honest, the first version was done Labor Day weekend, 2017. I know, here we are almost a year and a half later, and it just sat there because I wasn't happy with it. And so I consulted book company and publisher after author and agent and all of these people, Ryan Holiday and this guy at Ben Bella who published Bedros's Man Up book, and I ran my ideas by them. And they helped me finally figure out the Unstoppable book, which is what you now get. So I spent the summer of 2018 rewriting the book. Man, it was a lot of work. I was up, you know, I was writing from about 4:30 in the morning to 7:30 in the morning every day before, you know, having to run my own business. And I figured it out. And unfortunately, along the way, in August of 2018, my co-author, Old Bally the dog, passed away. And so you'll see in the acknowledgement, the dedication to him in the final chapter as well, talking about his final chapter and how he was the star of this book and helped me overcome the anxiety. So in the beginning, of the book, I go through five lessons and I want to share with them with you right now. Now, you're going to need to dive deeper into the book in order to make sense of these short little lessons here. But if you are suffering from anxiety, if your friend or family member or someone you know is suffering from anxiety, you can share this podcast with them, these messages with them, the book with them, because there's nothing wrong with them and they just need a little bit of guidance to overcome this anxiety. So lesson number one, as I found out on my first heart attack day of January 1st, 2006, when I paced through my apartment for hours upon end, when I finally went outside, I realized, oh my goodness, I feel so much better. And so lesson number one, when anxiety attacks, get outside. Staying inside only makes it worse. And then I went on and flagged down a cab to take me to the hospital to overcome this heart attack that I thought I was having. And as soon as I got in the cab, I said to the driver, hey, can you take me to the hospital, please? And saying those few words to a total stranger eased my anxiety even further. And so lesson number two is when anxiety attacks, get out of your own head. Talk to someone. Let them know that you need help, because bottling up your thoughts and letting your wheels spin only makes anxiety worse. Lesson number three continues on from that, because I went to the hospital and got some connection with the nurse and doctor there. And so lesson number three, when anxiety attacks, get connected. Human touch and conversation can go a long way in easing your fears and calming you down. Lesson number four, this is what I learned several days later as I was still overcoming the anxiety attack. And I learned that when anxiety attacks, you must breathe. And done properly, breathing can have an immediate calming effect on your body and your mind, okay? Just simple, slow breathing. Oh my goodness. 4 seconds in, 6 seconds out. Do that 6 times, and in a minute, you will feel like the weight of the world is off your shoulders. Now, here's where we pick up in the book, okay? So we're going to go through a little bit of the book right now. We're going to reveal lesson five, and we are going to finish off the intro to the book to get you excited to read the rest. So we begin, I believe, on page 24. There's nothing wrong with you. Exactly 6 weeks to the day after my second anxiety attack, after my second heart attack had flared up, I went to the gym to meet Richard, one of the few remaining clients from my personal training business. It was another beautiful, sunny Monday morning, a perfect day for normal people. Now, Richard was a 53-year-old, obese, overworked lawyer. He ate poorly, didn't sleep well, and was constantly stressed out. But he was a strong and kind-hearted man, and I always looked forward to our sessions. Now, that morning in the corner of the small boutique gym where we trained, I had Richard doing push-ups when my anxiety reared its ugly head again. I had been fighting it all morning, and perhaps it was that sense of literally having my back to the wall in that tiny studio that made the feeling unbearable. Now, just like on New Year's Day, the day when I had my first heart attack, I had come to a point where I simply couldn't take it anymore. Unfortunately, anxiety is like a black box, and you can't explain it to yourself, and worse, you can't explain it to others. My feelings were all too real to me, and I couldn't show them to anyone else. It's not like having a broken arm, something that everyone can understand. Instead, anxiety is a crippling, unseen attack on your mind. It doesn't show up with visible symptoms, nor is it something that anyone who doesn't have anxiety can understand. And this leaves you in a catch-22 position where your anxiety can grow worse because you can't properly describe it to others. And that's exactly what happened to me that morning and why it became the moment that broke me. Richard, I said after his last push-up, I need to go to the emergency room. Now, Richard was confused. I mean, imagine this. This guy's like working out on a Monday morning and all of a sudden his trainer says, I got to go to the emergency room. So he looked at me as if I had two heads. After all, if a stranger were to look at the two of us side by side and seeing a young, fit personal trainer standing beside his out of breath, sweaty, obese, middle-aged client and had to choose which one needed to go to the hospital that day, they would have pointed at Richard, right? Not me. But after taking a moment to process this strange request, Richard kindly drove me to St. Michael's Hospital in downtown Toronto. The ride was short but awkward, and our relationship was never the same after that. My anxiety attack had shell-shocked us both. So St. Michael's Hospital is located at a gritty intersection on the edge of Toronto's financial district, and it sits right beside a church courtyard. It reminds me of New York City, where people of all walks of life gather to play chess, and homeless people actually set up camp and sleep, and the sidewalks were full of office workers and girls in summer dresses walking to their jobs in nearby skyscrapers. You know, it was that beautiful first day of May where Torontonians always underdress because it's like almost 70 degrees out. And the thing is, while I was going into the hospital, there were, you know, addicts from a local rehab clinic were begging for change on the corner. It was the juxtaposition of all these people on the streets, the rich and the poor, matched the one between my physically healthy body and the chaos in my mind. So I walked into the ER and I led with the same opener that had worked so well in my New Year's Day routine. I think I'm having a heart attack. But this time the line fell flat. Now, on New Year's Day in 2006, when I walked in the emergency room, they took me to the back immediately. But St. Michael's Hospital is one of Toronto's major trauma hospitals. And it's also located close to many of those rehab centers that I mentioned. And so nothing I could say alarmed the experienced staff. They'd heard it all before, and besides, the room was packed. "Take a seat," the receptionist said without making eye contact. "We'll call you when we're ready." Now, 2 hours passed before they called me, before I got into an examination room. And then I waited another half an hour, you know, just leisurely paced that day, until a nurse came in to check my vital signs. Now, the longer that I waited, the more guilt and shame I had, and that replaced my anxiety because I was feeling that I was wasting the doctor's time and the energy that could be better used on people out there in the waiting room. But I was wrong again. Anxiety is not something to dismiss or to try to ignore or think that it's going to go away. No, you got to go and get help. It's a real issue, and I had finally made the right decision to take it seriously. And so if you are struggling with it, you must do the same. If you have a family member struggling with it, they must do the same. Get help. Get help. That's lesson number 5. 2 words, get help. So once again, just like on New Year's Day, now we're in the middle of May though, the kind nurse assured me I wasn't having a heart attack. But this time, just to be sure there wasn't some underlying cause of my symptoms, the doctor ordered a chest x-ray. And then she sent me home with a heart rate monitor to wear for the next 24 hours. "When you return this tomorrow," she said, "we'll take a look at the data and contact you if there are any concerns. But if you don't hear from us within 24 hours, that means everything is fine." Now, as those 24 hours counted down, I was watching the clock and my anxiety slowly began to disappear. And while sitting at home, I continued to seek out solutions to overcome the anxiety, and a Google search brought me to the website of an ebook called Panic Away. Right? Panic Away. Helped me a lot. So buying it turned out to be one of the best decisions of my life. I know, I'm buying an ebook on Panic Away, even though I never read past the first 5 words of chapter 2. It was there in the very first sentence that I found these exact words I needed to set me free. Simple yet powerful, this line would cure me of my anxiety. And the words go like this: "There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you." And as soon as I read that sentence, it hit me. There is nothing wrong with me. The timing was perfect. The doctor's tests had proven it. The words had confirmed it. That was the moment that it felt like someone had unlocked a prison door and set me free. And then I said something to myself that every entrepreneur, executive, and parent can relate to. "I'm too busy for this anxiety anyways." I really said that. Too busy for this. And while I recognize the irony in being too busy for anxiety, you know what I mean. And you and I both have so much going on, right? And we have so many projects to tackle and so many people to help and so much depending upon us and so much to do that we have no time for anxiety attacks to consume our life. And that's why I talk about attacking your anxiety in this book. And it doesn't matter if you have full-blown anxiety attacks or you just have stress. The Unstoppable book will help you out so much. Now, on that day, while I felt cured of anxiety, I must admit that there were several times over the next couple of years where a trigger almost caused my anxiety to return. However, I had now learned 5 big lessons about overcoming anxiety, which I've shared with you, and I had mastered several solutions to preventing panic attacks, which is what I share in the book. These lessons, along with the knowledge that there was nothing physically wrong with me, always allowed me to fight it off and keep out of the prison that anxiety can bring. Whether it was making the decision to open up to a friend or taking time to do slow, deep belly breathing, I had built strong defenses, like a fort around myself, and even a strong offense I had in my repertoire to proactively attack anxiety. And today, despite my life being as busy, if not busier than ever, and my business growing as fast as ever, my anxiety is fully under control thanks to the strategies revealed in this Unstoppable book. And so, my friend, I promise that you too will find the keys to getting out and staying out of your anxiety prison in these pages too. Today, I live by this mantra, which you'll see me repeating in this book and on social media and everywhere. Action beats anxiety. Motion beats meditation. Work beats worry. Now, taking the first steps to solve your problem, even if they are small steps, is the right move in the right direction. That goes for anything in life. And it's always better than sitting and stewing about a problem or letting your anxiety build up. I like to say, don't sit and stew, get out and do. Action beats anxiety. Fortunately, you've picked up this book or you've gotten the audiobook or whatever it is, and you made a very wise decision and taken a very first important step. This book and the strategies within it will lead you to the people and processes you need to beat anxiety and become unstoppable again. You can end anxiety forever. And as an entrepreneur, you will always have stress and the pressure is always going to be on. And the best things we can do are to recognize it, prepare for it, and control it. And if you're not an entrepreneur, whether you're an executive or whether you're a parent, whether you're, you know, everybody, man, we can control it. Okay. But first we must recognize it, prepare for it, and control it. And when we are armed with the tools to fight off these feelings, we have what I call the cure for anxiety. And that means having the simple strategies in place to prevent anxiety from ever wreaking havoc in your life again. And while doctors might disagree on whether we can completely cure, you know, quote unquote, someone of anxiety, I know they'll agree with the methods in this book are some of the best ways to control it and allow you to become unstoppable so that you can get back to dominating in business and in life. Because make no mistake about it, dealing with and suffering from anxiety is no joke. It can cripple your decision-making and practically paralyze you when trying to live a normal life. Anxiety is also an increasingly common mental health issue. Over 40 million people are suffering from it in America, according to a June 2017 New York Times article. But again, it can be overcome. I'm living proof, and I'm here to serve as your guide on your hero's journey as you do the same. This has become my mission in life, to help high performers like you overcome the terrible toll it can take. Now, once you add these powerful anxiety habits, you won't need to worry about it dominating your life again. They might show up from time to time, but you'll be prepared to shut the door and send it on its way. Now, don't feel bad. Everybody's got it. While this book is for entrepreneurs and executives and busy parents, the problem exists for people in all walks of life. The number of internet searches related to anxiety has nearly doubled in only 5 years, according to that New York Times article. It's an epidemic and it's getting worse. Now, crippling anxiety can even take down your favorite celebrity. In a 2011 Rolling Stone article, Adele, the great singer, admitted to having frequent anxiety attacks before and during her shows. At one point, she found herself vomiting before a show while sitting out on the fire escape of a major auditorium. Some entertainers, like Chris Martin of Coldplay, man, he's fantastic. He has funny rituals and superstitions to get them past anxiety. Even Bono, the lead singer of U2, this guy has been selling out stadiums for 25 plus years, struggles with anxiety. And he said, "The morning before a show, I get nervous. I wake up with a sick feeling." So anxiety affects everybody. You know, take my friend Larry, the police officer, former Marine. In fact, I was wrong. It was 3 tours of duty in Iraq. And as he made the transition back into civilian life, suddenly that anxiety showed up in a major way and sent him to the emergency room. And he inspired me to write this book. Now, Larry's story shows us that anxiety can affect even the strongest of people. This is a man who was a police officer, a Marine who spent 6 years in Iraq. And I get many messages from entrepreneurs, executives, busy parents, just like Larry. I remember one from my friend who is a female entrepreneur. She sent me one and said, "Craig, I woke up at 2 a.m. with a crushing feeling in my chest and had to go to the doctor. Now I know what you were going through." Another one I get all the time, "Craig, I'm overwhelmed. I'm starting to panic. What should I do?" That's why I wrote this book. Of course, I always refer people to the doctor or emergency room first. Listen, you got to go and get discharged in good health. And then that's when the strategies in this book will help you. Because anxiety can bring anyone to their knees. It doesn't care how tough you are. Anxiety spares no one. Not cops, soldiers, athletes, musicians, mothers, teenagers, millennials, or senior citizens. You know, a recent article in the Telegraph cited a spike in anxiety among women going through menopause. And then there's this sandwich generation of people who are taking care of their parents as well as their own children. There's so many of those today. Anxiety affects them too, along with millions of others. And it doesn't care what you've done in the past, doesn't care about what you're going to do in the future, doesn't care about what you have to do today. It's a risk and reality for virtually everybody. Now, as business owners and high performers, we don't show up to work and wait to be told what to do. We've got our own schedules and we have team members and we have so much at stake, and that leads to a lot of pressure, internal and external. Now, a lot of high performers are aware of the problem, but do not prioritize it or believe that they have time to deal with it. One of the mistakes we make is that we suffer in silence. Okay, we suffer through anxiety in silence. My friend Bedros Koulian did this. And it's terrible because we're not knowing exactly what's happening or what to do about it. So listen, here's the deal with anxiety. Is that to make matters worse, it's a stigma associated to mental health challenges, right? Listen, if someone's diagnosed with cancer, it's a terrible thing, but we get it. We understand it. Born with type 1 diabetes? Yeah, sorry to hear that. I understand. I know it's an illness. But when you suffer from anxiety, ignorant people say things like, oh, it's all in your head. Shake it off. Quit complaining. Get back to work. And especially if you have hard-charging business buddies, they razz you for needing a break, or cruel bosses might roll their eyes at an employee for requesting help when they are overwhelmed. The stigma surrounding this mental health is part of the vicious cycle that makes anxiety worse and harder to overcome, and it's why it was so important for me to write this book. So you know what? Forget those people. That's the first step you have to take on your hero's journey. And I'm going to tell you this now. I'm going to repeat it several times throughout the book. You're going to be okay. And if you've gone to the hospital and you're not having a heart attack and your doctor has cleared you of any physical symptoms, everything's going to be all right. Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, that's easy for you to say. And you know what? You're right. It's easy for me to say because I've gone through my hell and come out the other side stronger than ever, just like you will. And I've bragged about this story to millions of people in my books, speeches, and online in my YouTube videos. And one day you're going to feel like that too, that you're free from anxiety. Okay? It's my life's mission to make this message known, and you are not alone. You will overcome this. You will be okay. I want you to join me on your hero's journey. So on New Year's Day, if we go back nearly 15 years ago, it was actually 13 years ago, almost to the day of me recording this, I was a scared and confused young man trapped inside the terrifying black box of anxiety. And there were a couple of questions that flowed through my mind that made it worse. Am I having a heart attack? Am I going crazy? Am I going to die? I really thought I might die. And was I doomed to feel like this forever? Now listen, I never considered suicide, but I do remember thinking during one of those breaking points that I would do anything to get rid of this feeling. Now, if those types of questions or feelings are going through your mind, it's okay. Your first instinct is to lock yourself in a room and hide and not tell anyone and suffer in silence. But please don't. Isolation is the worst thing you can do. And when you go it alone, you're not just going to spend more time inside your own head. Your wheels are going to turn faster. Your anxiety engine's going to rev and the pressure is going to build up. Because bottling it up is the last thing you want to do. And the more that you bottle it up, the bigger the explosion. So the first step you need to do is talk to somebody. You need to get out of your own head. So here's a funny little story. So think about the main character in a horror movie, or if you prefer cartoons like I do, an episode of Scooby-Doo, right? What happens when everybody goes off on their own? Bad things. Bad things happen when characters break away from the group. And anxiety is no different. If you isolate yourself, things only get worse. Now, I made a lot of mistakes that put me in the path of anxiety, like bottling things up. But one of the wisest things I ever did was after the anxiety hit me, was I set my ego aside and I sought help. That led me to yoga, meditation, Qigong, Tai Chi, proper breathing, eventually to that ride to the hospital, and fortunately, eventually freedom. So get out of your own head. Action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, and work beats worry. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the physical causes of anxiety. There's something called adrenaline in your body, and I call it nature's gasoline for your anxiety fire. Remember that scene in Pulp Fiction when John Travolta plunges that needle straight into Uma Thurman's heart, bringing her back to life? That needle was filled with adrenaline, which is a common name for epinephrine, a hormone and neurotransmitter. Adrenaline is associated with the fight or flight response your body experiences when you're scared or surprised. Like when you stumble across a black bear in the woods or intruder in your backyard, which hopefully isn't the black bear. Now, it also shows up when you go to Starbucks for your daily fix or when you chug a Red Bull. You know, the caffeine in those drinks stimulates the release of adrenaline, which helps keep you up, but too much adrenaline can get you into trouble. Same with nicotine, cocaine, and any other stimulants that cause the release of adrenaline. Adrenaline contributes to anxiety. It stimulates us when we want to calm down. But what most people don't know is that improper breathing can also increase adrenaline and anxiety. So what happens is when you breathe really quickly, I'm just taking a break here from the book and telling you another lesson, is when you breathe really quickly from your upper chest, the short, shallow breaths, it increases carbon dioxide being blown off, which decreases carbon dioxide in your blood, and then that causes adrenaline to be released into your body. So there's physical symptoms, but there's also so much mental as well. My secret weapon in overcoming anxiety was introspection. You know, up until 2006, I had wandered through life relatively unscathed. And one of the things that I share in the book is that at the time of my anxiety attacks, I had six-pack abs, 9% body fat. I was in the best shape of my life. I had the most money in my life ever. I had everything going in my life. I actually had massive amounts of freedom. But that is when I had my anxiety attack. That's crazy, isn't it? Everything was going right for me. So it's not like it's only going to come on in the worst situation in your life. No, it could come out of nowhere. And I thought everything was going to go my way forever. But after I was hit with that 6-week heart attack, I realized things had to change. And so I started some introspection. Now, introspection is defined as the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. And there's so many ways to be introspective. You can make time for reflection through meditation, talk therapy, journaling, or writing a book about your experiences. You know, this book itself was such great therapy for me. Now, introspection works because it helps you connect the dots in life. So basically, I look at it like this scientific method, right? If you take X action, you know, if you arrive late to work, then it leads to Y result, which is you being stressed. Now, you arrive late to work because you got up late. You hit the snooze button. So if you go introspectively all the way back, you realize, hey, as long as I don't hit the snooze button, I get to work on time, I'm not stressed. It all starts with the snooze button. So that's what we need to identify in our lives, is figuring out through introspection, cause and effect. It all comes down to a few critically important, deeply introspective questions. What are you doing right now? What result is that behavior giving you? What is the most impactful thing you can change to reduce your stress and increase your success? These questions serve as the backbone for the rest of the book, which details the strategies I've uncovered through personal experimentation. This is what has worked for me and my clients and has helped us get through hell and to become unstoppable in business and in life. Okay, great. Now what, you're thinking? Well, you know what? There are three vital components in the formula for reducing and preventing anxiety that are covered in the book. So the first section, part one, Attack Your Anxiety, provides a platform for taking back control of your mind by aligning your goals and your actions with what really matters in life, okay? So very important. Then you can organize your life for more success and less stress. The chapters in part one are critical to becoming unstoppable because they provide the focus and foundation you need for the remaining chapters to work, okay? So you have to start there. Next, in part two, Mastering Unstoppable Habits, you'll discover powerful routines, very powerful, to keep anxiety away so that you can meet the goals you set in part one. Chapter 4, 5, and 6 feature proven approaches that you haven't heard before to nutrition and exercise, sleeping and breathing, and yoga and meditation, okay? They've got my twists on it. These are daily building blocks you need to begin eliminating anxiety immediately and setting yourself up for that anxiety-free life. Now, part three, Being Unstoppable Every Day, is the ultimate blueprint to keeping anxiety away for good. All right, that's where I am right now, and that's where I want you to be. So beating anxiety is a journey, your hero's journey that I talk about in the book, and something you have to work on every single day. You'll learn why surrounding yourself with the right influencers, focusing on others instead of yourself, striving to be more generous, and adopting an attitude of gratitude are needed to become unstoppable in every area of life. Then finally, to finish off the book, I talk about paying it forward. And in the conclusion, giving back, you're going to learn how you can achieve even more when you focus on helping others. Not only does this approach make you more successful in life, it also is a huge breakthrough to escaping anxiety forever. So listen, your hero's journey, it starts today, and we're going to overcome your anxiety. And if you follow the simple solutions found in Unstoppable, you'll learn how to control how you feel. And you should never, ever, ever worry about having another anxiety attack. Plus, you're actually going to have so much greater clarity on how to be successful in life. But for now, remember these words. There is nothing wrong with you. You can and will conquer anxiety with the right tools, a clear path, and an experienced guide to help you on your hero's journey. This book holds every tool you'll need to lead a happy, successful, anxiety-free life. I will be your guide, and I will show you the path to becoming unstoppable. Let's begin. And so that, my friend, is where I send you off to grab the book from Amazon or beunstoppablebook.com so that you can explore those five lessons and those three sections in greater detail. And again, either way, once you buy the book, whether you get it from any of those sites, there's a section in the book that tells you about access to a special two-hour video training course that dives even deeper into overcoming anxiety and getting greater clarity in your life. So even if you don't have anxiety, going through the clarity exercises are going to be a massive breakthrough for you personally and professionally. All right, so let me know what you thought about today's show. Let me know if you're struggling with anxiety. Just send me a direct message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. I want to make sure that you overcome this anxiety, especially entrepreneurial anxiety, so you can go out, help more people. And when you help more people, you'll get rid of that anxiety. You'll get rid of that, you know, racing of the mind and anxiety engine revving, and you'll be free. Trust me, you will be free because there is nothing wrong with you. Now, let me know what you thought of today's show. Head over to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star ranking. I never thought that 13 years ago, almost to the day, when I, you know, January 1st, 2006, when I paced my apartment for 10 hours and when I went to the emergency room thinking I was having a heart attack, I never thought I would be here writing a book, a best-selling book on this and helping you. But here we are, and I want to help you. And if you want to go to the next level, if you need to get coaching from me in your business and your personal life, go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me today. Can't wait to meet you and help you build the perfect business, the perfect life, because you are unstoppable, and I will see you soon.